The Bert Show.
The most probably asked about thing, this started at when Bert was here, like last middle of last week, Monday of last week.
Yeah.
We started off talking to Whitney, and this is Whitney's very first time she's on with us, talking about a guy who comes to her townhome community every day.
First of all, I live in a gated townhome community, and he comes in about 9:45 every day, and he pretty much gets out of his car. Sometimes he'll grab something out of the trunk or the back seat. When he's walking down there, he's also looking around to see if like anyone's looking at him. And then he goes in the townhome, he goes in for about 4 or 5 minutes, and comes back out, goes to his car, and then drives away.
So that was Whitney's very first time with us. And Whitney joins us again. Hey, Whitney, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
We're good.
Adjusting the voice disguiser.
Adjusting the voice disguiser so you remain anonymous. So we talked to Whitney a few times, and we actually watched the guy, after we talked about her, pull up while she was on it. And then he made a U-turn and left, which is something she had never noticed before. So we thought he was onto us. And then we realized we had to send somebody out there.
That's right.
And
who else to send out?
Frankie.
Frankie.
Frankie from our promotions department. He said he'd be all over it. So Frankie went out and hung out with Whitney one morning and actually had interaction with the guy.
So he pulled in at 9:45 on the dot. You know, I asked him, I was like, excuse me, do you live here? And he said, yes. He said he lives in the neighborhood. And I was like, I was wondering if you know if there are any townhomes here for sale. And he said, yeah, I think so. But he wasn't sure which ones were vacant or not. He was kind of standoffish and kind of shady about the whole thing. And after he left, I walked by the house that he walks into, and there is a real estate lockbox on the front door.
So the mystery deepens.
Yes.
And bizarre. Frankie, being the generous guy that he is, offered to stage a stakeout.
I'm just nosy.
And
gives you a reason. You do this all the time.
And well, this is going to be his stalking with a reason, because we need to know for I'm just curious. So he coordinated with Whitney, and who'd you get your sister or somebody to help you?
Yeah, my sister.
Really?
Nice. Yes, it's a family affair. This creeping.
She thought it was fun. So
did you do the camouflage thing? Paint under your eyes.
I watched Spy Games before I went.
Okay,
very
cool.
Nice.
You know, just to brush up.
At any point, did you have to urinate into a bottle in your car?
No, but I did.
Just for fun.
So, Whitney, have you gotten an update from Frankie yet since the stakeout, or are you going to be hearing it from the for the first time with us?
I'll be hearing it for the first time.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Frankie, you actually did the stakeout Thursday into Friday, right?
Yes.
All right. Frankie was sneaky about it because he was trying to save a treat for Bert coming back, but we don't know if that's ever going to happen now. All right, Frankie, tell us what happened.
All right. So, we went in and we hid behind the wall.
Are you in a car or?
Well, we got out of the car to walk around to see if we saw his car.
Okay.
We didn't. We didn't see his car at all.
Dress all in black and shimmy down the wall?
I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be that covert about it, because then the other neighbors looking out the window were like, "What is this?"
That's true.
911.
Yeah. So we looked at the house, and there was a TV on.
Now, what time are you there?
This is around 9 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
No, this is P.M.
So okay. Thursday night at 9.
Yeah, just check him out. And there was no
now,
movement.
Now, we don't know your sister. Is she hot? Were you using her as bait? Like, is she hot?
No, she just wanted to come along. We talked about it because it bothered me that I couldn't figure out who this guy was.
All right.
So, I talked to a bunch of people about what they thought, and I got all types of different stories, like he's a murderer, or blah, 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 blah. But so we went.
That's
there was
cool.
a
get
TV
your,
on.
Get your sister to join you for
right.
that.
Yeah, well, she wanted to, so that was the sick part. So there was a TV on all night. And that was it. No movement, nothing.
You didn't see anybody in the...
Not at all. So, I got really frustrated and went and got the address. And because I'm connected, I went and looked up on the FMLS website and found out who the real estate agent lady was.
What is the FMLS?
It's multi-listing real estate.
It's like if you're going to buy a house and you can tell your real estate agent, I want to buy a house that costs $100,000 that's in this zip code.
Okay.
And then they can type that information in and it shows you...
Every one of the houses.
Here's 10 houses to choose from.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and it gives you the active listing, all the information about real estate agents, everything like that.
Cool.
So did that and got her number and found out that she is the owner. And what really bothers me the most is the guy never said anything to me about, oh yeah, well this house is for sale and it is an active listing.
But he said, you asked him specifically, are there any houses for sale?
And he didn't say anything about, oh, I'm a real estate agent, or he did not say, well, this house is for sale, nothing like that. He totally just walked away from all of that.
So now, have you spoken with the real estate agent?
No, I wanted to wait to talk to you guys first before I called the real estate agent.
Yes, because if it's an active listing, it should be an empty house. Unless, if it's for sale, the person could still live there. So,
well, why wouldn't he say, my wife, or yes, this one is for sale, mm-hmm. or something like that, when the owner is a woman and mm-hmm. the real estate agent is the owner and she's actively selling it?
Because he has a key.
So the real estate agent is the owner, and I'm curious who lives there, because if a TV's on, somebody was inside that house.
Well,
so,
that could be a timer thing too, right? Like security?
It could be, or it could be that maybe he goes in and turns the TV on at night to prevent people from breaking in, and then shows up every morning to shut it off.
Maybe it could be
something like that.
It could be innocent like that.
But if he didn't mention that the house was for sale, he would know that if he had to go in there and turn off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But what worries me is that he has a key and we don't know who this guy is, but is coming in.
What worries me is how interested we all are in this story about people we don't know.
I know. We're just curious. See? See how it works?
Look what you've done to us, Whitney.
Sorry.
Have you ever seen anybody come in and out of that house that you've noticed? Because I know you don't sit and stare out your window all the mm-hmm. time, but I'm just, when you've been outside or whatever, have you ever noticed anybody coming in and out of the house later in the day?
No. I haven't.
Okay, so now then, here's the two questions. One, I think we would need to have, I would like to hear from a real estate professional. Mm-hmm. Like, is there any reason?
Maybe the one that owns that house?
Right, or anybody. I'm wondering, is there any reason that a realtor who would own a property mm-hmm. would own it and have it listed but not be actively selling it? Like, maybe is there a tax break? Like, what if she bought it as an investment property but doesn't want to sell it till the market changes but has to keep it listed so it's an investment?
Did you see on the site, was it an active listing?
It was an active listing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, keeping it as an active listing, but
not showing
intentionally
it. In this market, every realtor, I'm sure, is dying to sell homes.
Not mm-hmm. if she bought it for $150,000 and can only get $90,000 for it right now.
The listing for it is probably double that, actually. That's
$321,000. You're all fancy.
We bought our home.
Mm-hmm.
It was a it wasn't on the market for very long. These homes go very quickly, and I don't know if now, because of the economy, it's different, but they don't go for sale for very long. A lot of people are really interested in them.
Now that we know what kind of neighborhood you live in, Whitney, it's $100 every time you're on the air with us. Hey,
retro.
Yes. Yeah, hey, Nene, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I was just going to say, maybe the guy's renting and he doesn't want it to sell, because if it sells, then he's going to have to move out.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
Why would he stop by for five minutes?
Yeah, he only shows up every morning for 5 minutes. Why would you rent that?
Oh, I caught at the end, so I didn't know he was only there for 5 minutes a day. So, I don't know. Okay, scratch that then. Sorry.
Listen to Frankie scaring our listeners.
I know.
Frankie, don't be so mean.
Look, I put a lot of time into this.
Hey, Brandy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I was just calling because my husband does private security for real estate agents every once in a while.
Okay.
And he will not tell a stranger walking up that a house is for sale because he doesn't want it to be a target when he can't check it during the night.
Oh.
Well, is he kind of creepy, have gray hair, and drive a BMW? This might be our answer.
No, that's not my husband, but might be another one out there. You know?
Well, talk to us about security for real estate. So, if I have a house listed mm-hmm. that I can't visit on a regular basis,
it's empty.
I can hire someone to check on it every day?
Yes. You can hire them to come out, they change the locks, or they check all the locks, and then they'll come in, do a walkthrough, and they usually have about 20 properties they do a day.
I bet that's what this dude does. But why would he, but the kink is, why would he park away from it?
Because he doesn't want it to be a target. So, since people know that he's not living there, and that the back door is possibly unlocked or easier to access, he doesn't want anyone coming through when he's not there to check it.
Yep. So he would park away from a property and walk to it?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay.
Makes sense.
Thank you for the insight, Brandy. Hey, Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
Great. I'm also a real estate agent, And one of the reasons why the property could potentially be on the market for sale is if she is a real estate agent, she might be in, on the brink of potentially losing the property. She might be in pre-foreclosure or foreclosure. And in order for her to make a deal on the house, for example, a short sale, which would protect her, she still has to sell the home, but she can sell it at a much lower price than what the house is worth. A lot of times the banks require that the house be on the market for a relatively short period of time.
So she's trying to keep the house on the market for long enough that the bank is satisfied, but yes, not sell it so she can get the bank to cover her mortgage.
Yeah, well, or find someone else who can short sell it, which would be purchase the house at a much lower price than what the house is worth.
Okay.
But the bank will require that it be on the market so that any potential buyer could buy the house. But the key is, as a real estate agent and she's the owner, it's still up to her as the owner to determine if she wants to sell it to person A or person B or person C, who might be her family.
Okay. So here's the question. And Whitney, I think we'll all weigh in on this, but I think you can have the ultimate say. I think the natural next thing to do is for Investigator Frankie to place a phone call to the real estate agent / owner, because you would have contact information, right, from your secret database, your CIA database.
I do have. Well, I have it in my phone, just in case you guys wanted it.
That he got out of the back cave.
So maybe Frankie just places a call to her and is completely honest.
Yeah.
And says, "Look, here's the deal. I'm calling because a neighbor has blah blah blah."
Well, maybe not talk about stalking the property. I would probably leave that out of the conversation.
No, but I don't even know if the whole radio thing totally needs to come up. He can just say, "I have a friend of mine who lives in the neighborhood, and there's a guy who approaches that house every day for 5 minutes. We just want to make sure that you are aware of this person,
right?
Good idea.
And know what he's doing."
And then she can confirm, you know, that if he's the security guy.
Whitney?
Yeah.
You like that?
I think that's good. I have a little more information to let you guys know also.
I'm glad you saved that till the end.
I'm trying to let you guys get done with everything. And
all right, what do you got, Whitney?
She didn't want to be rude.
I mean, like, he didn't come on Friday. He just pulled up right now. He's going down there.
Okay.
What is it, 9:46? He's on
God,
time.
So
I was going to let you know on Friday I had to go to a doctor's appointment, and I went out the other exit that I normally don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
And his car was parked in a driveway over there. And so I called you guys on Friday and kind of like was getting just let you know and stuff. And then all weekend I kind of saw him in and out of that driveway. So I don't know if he really does live here. And he's doing something over there.
So you saw him in a driveway of another townhome in the same community?
Yes. He was parked. It was like across, and the unit of townhomes across the street from the ones that he goes into.
But that's different than where he pulls in, like at 9:40, like right now, every morning?
Oh, yeah, it's on the total opposite side.
I still think that's odd.
We got a call.
So it makes me wonder if he, like, leaves the driveway that he's parked in, comes over here and parks and goes down.
Well, again, he may do that if he's a security guy and he's having to, you know. But we'll see. We'll see when Frankie calls.
Yeah.
When Frankie makes the call.
Yeah. All right, Frankie, that is your mission.
All right.
The saga continues.
Let me ask one question. Did we ever remember that caller that was a little attracted to Frankie?
Oh, God,
when
really?
We first talked?
Oh, yeah. If you're interested in Frankie, you can go ahead and send us an email.
We never hooked you up with...
That's so weird.
Hooked you up with her?
No.
Okay.
They sent me a number, but what am I going to do, really? Hey, you saw me on the radio.
Hey, my friend Frankie.
Hey, you want to go on a stakeout?
Yeah.
I promise. I love you, but I won't stalk you the way I stalk Whitney's neighbor.
All right, Whitney, we'll check in with you tomorrow after Frankie makes the call.
Get it. The Bird Show.